Chassidah before we start the topic of talking B'siyata D'Shmaya. Okay. Let's turn to one of our favorite sources. Let's see what we have over here for ourselves. We have Shmir Shabbos?
Okay. We'll try.
Huh?
We think so.
We think we have.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not get carried away. Okay, he has a Shmir Shabbos has a discussion of this issue. Just to refresh our memories from yesterday, we discussed the Sukkot Afternoon Aleph from Beis. We talk about the issue of crushing ice. And there were, if you recall, there were a number of different opinions as to what the prohibition is in the first place. Is it Gzeir Mishum Schita? The Rambam seems to put it in the category of Schita, the Gzeir of Schita. And there were those who felt it's an Easter of Molid Rashi, creating something new, which is Dumri de Malacha. And there were those who felt it was something called Nola, which seems like it's a straight Muktzah prohibition. We saw the Monaf and Hay talks about Nola. And the question was how they pass Halacha Lamaisa in this issue here. Let me give you the right page here. So the Shmir Shabbos says, let's start from the previous page. Al Yosim Lechatchila Gushe Kerach B'Toch Kos Reika Amnas Lav Shira L'Shamash Mimeim. Don't put ice in the melted and drink ice water. Okay? If you did it, the water is not prohibited. You can use it. But Tov Yaseh Im Yimona M'L'Shamash Mimeim, if you can avoid it, if you have the water, Shatsa Tzorech, you can even melt the ice into an empty cup. L'Chatchila. This is taken straight from the Rambam. Let's open the Rambam. Let's see what he says. That's what's literally lifted from the Rambam. Shin Yud Ches, Rabosai. The end of Shin Yud Ches. The Mechaber Paskins is no problem. There's no issue. If things can melt, it's not, no, it doesn't matter. Says the Ramah, Yesh Machmirim, the Nagul LaHachmir, Mir B'Mokum Tzorech, Ish Lismach Asvara Rishon. So the question, the critical question is, what is the Machmir for? Is it the Rambam? Is it the Rashi? Is it the Ran? There are three different opinions, or some combination thereof. You may recall, we thought that there were two possible combinations thereof. We read the Mordechai, we'll see soon again, to say the two separate Yisurim, the two separate Atarim. And then there's the most fascinating sheet that we saw in the footnote at the start of the Rif. It seemed to say, the Alter Rebbe seemed to say that way, based on another of basically Rishonim, it's an Yisur of Molid, as Rashi would have it. But that causes an Yisur of Adiyevit after the fact. Oh, so that's what we have. So therefore, we have at least five sheets. Three straight sheetas, and two versions of a combination of molded and nolad, either two separate isurim, or one leading to the other. All right, so at least a total of five. The Mechaber puts all the mutter. There's no nolad isur whatsoever. Not if it is placed near a fire. Not called molded in that case. If there isn't isur molded. And the Dolad is also no problem. The Mechaber is the biggest man. The Ramos says, Leish Machmirim, and the Minig is to be Machmir. Machmir for what? So look at him, he saw the Mishkatur, Kumbav, Nikomakom, Kolam, Shuza Katanam, Mut Lanecha Pashvida, Kevin Eish Matir Nafil Achakach, and it's coming out. So Miku Adin, you can put it there, even it's going to melt. Get an impression from this Mishnah Brua Kumbav. It's not a straight Chumra of Nolad, Mukta. From the perspective of Nola Stesh Mukta, there's no difference if the fire is going there or is not going. What's the difference? If there's no fire, if a solid melts to a liquid, you have a Mukta Nola problem. But the fact that he says, if you put it there earlier, it's not a problem, indicates that there's some kind of a molded component. with respect to the molded component, if the fire is not on, we can be make us a kind of a grumble or the equivalent thereof. So they get an impression from the Mishnah Berurah Kuvav that even the Noah and Lahachmir is only when there's a molded component, not straight over. Then listen, if that's the case, Rishonim means what? Oh, the chafila, mutter. Then you can even do it in the first place. Do what in the first place? Be molded. That's what it sounds like. You can be molded. Unless it's against the Mefurash Gemara, we'll get to that later on. But otherwise, you can be molded. Ubediyevet. What does he say? B'chol gavni and lesser. So, bediyevet. Everything's mutter. Everything's mutter. What's mutter? Mutter to be molded, and therefore, no Yisur of Nola, to the Kamsan the Yisur of molded. Lechatchila, we try to stay away from a molded violation. But if you can get around with it by having a delayed a Shabbos clock, if you will, the time is going to go on later, then it would be permissible since something the whole mold doesn't even exist. I'd kind of simply read. Oy bazoy! The Mishnah Berurah is correct. It should emerge that in a straight case of Nola, we're not Machmir. You know what I'm saying? Just read it straight. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. We're only Machmir if there's a Nola component. But it's straight. Like, what did I say? There's a molded component. Straight nolad, we're not machmir. Because if we would be machmir, what do you mean? B'diyevet, we can be machmir. In every case, it's always b'diyevet. This is a straight read of the Mishnah Berurah we have. The question is this pshat in the Ramah? Did the Ramah hold our way like the Mishnah Berurah? Well, the Ramah personally was more strict. And he's worried about nolad properly. Proper, I should say. Proper. Now, it's interesting. You think when the Ramah says something, the way to find out is to look in the original. What's the original? The original is the Darkei Moshe. Oh boy. Oh, am I upset. You only have Darkei Moshe HaKotzer. They don't have Darkei Moshe HaAruch. I don't believe it. But let's give it a spin. Maybe we'll find something here. I know from the Aruch, but maybe the Kotzer has part of it. Oh boy. We learn new things every day. Let's see. No. Nothing here. Nothing. I wanted to show you the Aruch, I can't find it. I can't prove it to you. I don't have it in front of me. Okay, we tried. Watch this. Delete it. It doesn't have it. Doesn't help us. So anyway, in the Aruch of the Darkei Moshe, he in fact quotes the Ran, and the Ran is the Nolan man. So that is a riot. That's in fact correct. We saw this yesterday in Aruch Shabbos. I'm afraid to start with it right now, for the moment. There he said in brackets. Lemaisa was less than we saw yesterday. Lemaisa, we should try to avoid this, even straight Nolan. Even though the Mishnah Berurah does not indicate that in that direction. But he does say there, if it's just a matter of a couple of, when you put out ice, and the ice is going to be put into the Coke, and put into the oranges, and put into the whatever, and it's in an ice bowl. And a little bit starts to melt a tiny bit. So there he says in the Aruch HaShavuos that you don't have to worry about it. He's so strict that every drop that melts is muksa that we don't have to worry about it. So over here, Rabbi, I started telling you Shemir Shabbos before. I wanted to show it to you. Watch this. Shemat from Shlomo Zalman. Shinyin Cheskuf Zayin. To be the Yevet B'chol Gavni and Lesa. What does that mean? Kavanos Adam Kavi HaPashtida. Ava Benina Didan Shalav Sharas Kerach Shabi Yishlomad the Kol Shish B'mayim Acherim. And lishdos to chatchila make kerach shenipshu, ki kamo shechoshishin ledas sefer atruma. What is he? We don't know what he holds exactly. It's part of the problem. Shalom b'makom atzorech. Less on the chatchila lahavshir. Rabbo said we shouldn't do the act of molid. Who are the nami? Nechash to gabi hamayim shekvar hupshiru. Not the molid, but the nolad. But nomar the mishum is a nolad. Gabi lishdos on the chatchila. It means a raya from the Mogan Avraham. Quote the Ramah, also Mishim Nolad. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot, and Lamed. Hey, let's take a look. Shin Chaf. keep one hand here. Shin Chav, Sivkot Namahe in the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's correct. That case conveys an impression. Watch this over here. Shin Chav. Now more onto our sugya. Let's take a look and see if Tess, which is really our sugya. Hashelek, the both side, Vahaborod, Ein Meraskin, also, our Gemara. The Hainul, the Shabron, the Chatichas, Dakos, Kadesh, Yazuva, Mehmo, it's our Gemara. Avon, no, say, no, the Tocha, Kos, the Lion, or Mayan, with the Moch, Mehlo, Benachoshish. Okay. The Chain, Iminicham, Vachamo, Kanekan, and Madura, Venifshu, Mutar, the Machabo, the Shitoso, two Simon, or the Shinyat Ches, he's not worried about Nola. Says the Mishnah Berurah Memhei, they understand. Who are then the book of Chatzilah LaHaniach Kevan Shemimela Unni Moach? Come on, talk across. Who does Aramo Shilches Tesayim Bago? Come on, Yesh LaHachmir. After the Moach Meelov, also Mishem Nolad, Penadon to talk across. The Hosmu Maorim B'Mayim and Amik. Chlorim Mishnah Berurah. And according to the Aramo himself, we're Machle by Nolad, even if you're not Nolad. Seems to go against the Rambam himself, but the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to say, in Shin Yud Ches. Shin Yud Ches is Mekel Lechatchila, if the oven's not on yet. Rebbein Shalalim, it's the same Nola. Get an impression of Mishnah Berurah's private opinion, if you ask me, is you don't have to worry about Nola straight. But if you want the Rambam, he is worried about it. That's what he writes in Ochel Shabbos, Lemaisa, you shouldn't rely on this on Nola, unless you have to, because the Ramo himself seems to worry about Nolad properly. As the Ran did, not only does it say, but Shum himself seems to say, or as he saw in the side of the riff and his new additions, the combination of Molad versus Nolad. He seems to be worried about Nolad properly. Nolad properly. Fine? Okay. So the Maestro, we should try to be Machwa in this question. Fine, very good. Let's take a look a little further over here. He said over here, Tovli Mona. The opposite. Instead of melting ice, freezing water into ice cubes. We have a cell all the time. What's the idea of the Dalit? What's the Shiloh? Shin Yud Ches Tezayim Ramah. Nolad. Same as Nolad goes in one direction, goes the other direction. But the Chabina Rav says, it's worse. Shabina Rav, who called up cool in the back of his hand, said, don't make an equation between ice turning into water and water turning into ice. Water turning into ice is worse. Is worse. Why is it worse? Why is it worse? Let's take a look. Shelleg lemayim not know it. Why? Hi, Rishab is Shelleg. What a day to talk about Shelleg, I'm saying. Maybe we hope, maybe the last Shelleg, maybe. A lot of Shelleg. The Shelleg, Kishachoshav Olav, the Mashke, Havim Mashke. When you think about the snow, you make a mental decision to melt it until you put it into a cup. Halachically, it's called Mashke. Ulekach. Kishachoshav Olav, the Shelleg Mashke. Harei Choshav Olav, the Mashke, Lo Choshav Olav. What does that mean? It's a two-step. When you make the mental decision to use it as liquid, it becomes a liquid. That's mutter, I didn't do anything. And then when it melts into a liquid, it's mutter, it's a liquid, turn into a liquid. Amazing, it's like a shame of a farish. You use your machshava, boop, the salt became a liquid, then it becomes a liquid, the liquid became a liquid. It's a two-step of the highest order. Shibin Arav, wow. Mashenken, she'osem, mashke, kerach, the bottle imenu she'e mashke, Choshev Nola the Chuleyama, it went from a liquid to a solid. That's a Chibina Rav. Shlomo Zalman said no. You learn Shin Chav Sif Yud. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Mutar l'shaber akerech kedei litol mayim mitachta. You can break the ice to get the water from underneath. Okay, quote the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Lo niska shom. It's not mentioned here. Shem nikvash b'shabes. That if the water only froze on Shabbos, Friday was 50 degrees, and Shabbos turns to 20 degrees, we've been there. All right? She asked him, Shem Nolad. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. God. So therefore, Shabbina Rav is wrong. Kalom Matsonu, Lagabi Borod, Ayorim, Shabbos, 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 Sh If it hails in Shabbos, Hagam Shashini Rimaya Labor, that's a rak samach liyuridas al adama. So it's nolad again. Even Sheleg, we want to discuss the question. Banish Mashas, it wasn't Sheleg. Let's be the meteorologist over here. Okay. Fine. Because Egle Tal. Mishim Shayoko Lachshav Lamashke. Okay. Maybe here as well, this kind of a case. A long, well, it's not over yet. Whoa. Ends here. I better take a little bit of a break. This is a long footnote. A very, very long footnote. Okay? This is what he suggested. Now, it's interesting, a little bit further, there is a fascinating story over here. Watch this. Oh. Gamef Shalitzar, what we saw yesterday in print on the side of the Rif. That's the Ponemiris. That's what I'm sorry. Called Negletal. Gamma Sefer Atruma in Amaya Mechshivi Nola. La'osa B'diyevet Al-Mamesha Avra Alisa Molid. Shenir V'kibor Devachorosh. Pirmoni says, Kol HaMach Malachosh B'Zalisa Nolid. Without Molid. Eino Ela Min HaMatmir. Whoa. I don't know. We thought the Ramah was Mach like that. Ruah, Shumurase Gumol, as it goes to Sefer Truma. Quotes Rashi, Boradav Achadosh, same thing. So Sefer Truma, what did he say? Venas et Sol Ayodo Mashma, Shazem et Mesha Molid Bishabbos, Kim Nevet, Mukhtash al Nolod, who cares if Nasim Elam al Yodo? I fract Negli Tal, watch this. Kevan Shekosav, the Betocha Kos, Havi Grama Bialmo. Matzorich Ol the time of the Bittul. We discussed this yesterday in the Mordechai. The Mordechai had the same two responses. How do we say Pshat Mordechai yesterday? The Mordechai is talking about two separate distinct Isurim. One's an Isur of Maisa, one's an Isur of Nola. Separate Isurim. That's why these two things. What does he say? Grama B'Alma takes care of the Isur of Maisa, and Bittul takes care of the Isur of the Chefza, of Mukta. No, a great Tal's Kasha. Shlomo, the Kevash and Nosno Batoch Yayin, Hamlekamoda Negar Amadura, Shesova the Choshev Kuvarasik Biodayim, Rabosai. He's saying it's only if there's a molid, putting the ice in wine, it's like putting the ice near a furnace, it's not considered having by itself. By itself is in air and room temperature. No, not by itself. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah of course, we already pointed out that if this is true, the Mishnah Berurah, that's correct. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Rambam is more machmir. He's worried about Nolad even if you didn't do anything. That seems to be quoted by the Mishnah Berurah himself, where you just saw in Shin Chav, that's Pshat the Ramah, in Shin Yud Chaz Tazayin, that's Sidkot and Chav, Laman Hei, that we just saw. Amazing. I want to share a Chiddush of Osai to prove that I'm right, that there are really two separate Isurim. That's all Pshat in the Mordechai. I think in the Sefer Truma, I can also show it to you. That's of course the most important, that's the original source. No one looks at the original source. Let's look at the original source. Where we have to go. Shabbos. Take a look. Watch. Watch the words. Every word counts. I'm going to say, you'll see a few words here, which are not in the Mordechai. Let's open to the Mordechai first and see. And then we'll see there's a few extra words. Open those few extra words that are found, which clarify. What's the word was in the Mordechai? Remembers?
Shemlamin.
Shemlamin, thank you. Look together. Shin Lamed. It's page Yud Zayin, the new print, right before the parent by Rabbi Hema begins. Watch what he writes. On the end of the second line. Will be most akayitz nos in the tocha kos latzanano, mutter. Ava fisha nim chasham. Watch this. Davi groma bialma ume elo vu nimcha. A. B. Shabbarat unimcha ozu misarev misbatla biyayin shabikos finanika. I know there's two separate and distinct coolness for two separate and distinct isurim. Groma bialma takes care of the molar problem, and misarev takes care of the nola problem. You may ask, where did you get it from? Who said it's two different things? You don't see anything it's two different things. Watch the Lashon of the Sefer Truma. He adds one little phrase before Ukshaborad Unimcha, if we have an hour of Mordechai. Watch over here. See Shaborad Unimcha? Right? See it? Everyone see that word? Right? So what did Mordechai say? Look at the Mordechai now for a second. He says it's Groma B'Yalma. That's the previous thing. Groma B'Yalma. Okay? Ume'ela v'unimcha. Right here. And what's the next word after that? Ukshabar v'unimcha. That's this word. It's four extra words. V'gam nosto v'socha yayin. Ukshabar v'unimcha. What's this v'gam? V'gam chavon azochol atov. What was v'gam? V'gam, 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 v'gam. What's v'gam? The Torah says he's opening a new front. Until now he's talking about what? The Yisur of Molid. And now v'gam, he's talking about the Yisur of Nolad. That was my pshat in the Mordechai without these four words, v'gam, no, s'nachayayim. But tzachklar, it seems to me he's opening a new front, talking about a new Yisur, two independent Yisurim. That was my pshat in the Mordechai. I think it confirms it, Rabbi Osai. It confirms it in this fashion. Okay? Now, fine. This is the so. It's interesting that the Egle Tal already asked this question. What do you have to reason a bit before? He assumes it's only one big thing. Come up with a very fascinating Kiddush. What's that? He saw it. Putting it in the water, it's like putting it in there with fire. So it's all a molded issue. He denies Nola as an independent violation. He goes with the Panamiris, with the molded Nola combination. And the Chiddush is putting it in water, they're putting it in their fire. They're both different than leaving in the air. Fire melts, water melts, the air doesn't melt so fast. That's the Pshat, which is the alternative Pshat. Okay, fine. Go back to our Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa and see what he says. Watch. Look at this. Kol machal o mashka acher shlo nishtar b'shvo b'matzav ha-kodem. And if ein regilim le'ochlo k'shu kafu, don't eat when it's frozen, mutter af l'chadchila l'achniso l'tak pa. Water in the freezer is a shayla. Any other food in the freezer is no problem. Let me ask you a question. What would you put in the freezer on Shabbos besides the water? What would you, your experience? Huh? Isis. Okay. Go ahead. Isis. I might get the ice to be ice, but okay. Ice is a cherry. Not plain Isis. What's the basis? Yud Ches. Shabbat Shem Shalom Zalman. Lo Dom Elak Pos Mayim Dalel Sif Dalet, which is a problem. There, Hamayim Ishtanu Lamatav Shein Anikosh Bishmo B'Shem Mashke Elav Ken Chishem, because Borod is not called a Mashke. But chalav, let's say you want to freeze milk, make it into ice cream. Shumashka chashuv, mistaber, they ain't srichim klal machshava. I feel that the stomach raised their omer the mashke, for chashiv mashke, gamashu kafula ke'evin. It's mamish rock solid, rock frozen. Still considered to be in the category of a mashke, mashke chashuv, as opposed to water. As opposed to water, that's a chiddush, Rav Osai. What's a chiddush? The chiddush is, Rav Osai, that this would not apply to ices. I had a different thing in mind. What else do you put into a freezer?
Leftovers.
Leftover what? Chicken soup. Hey, Odua, you serve it the next Friday. Shh. I'll give you trade secrets. But the good balabusters, they know what they're doing. So can you do that on Shabbos? Put the chicken soup in the freezer. So, we suggested that perhaps it would be permissible. Why? Water is different. Because here, I'll tell the Aruch HaShabbat says, but I'm not going to take a chance to go there. But the Aruch HaShabbat says that kol ikro omed lemashkin. Because he always drinking it. No one consumes or uses in any way frozen chicken soup. It's worthless. So it melts. As opposed to ice. Ice is functional in its solid state. For cats, when you use it, you put it in the solid state into a drink to cool down a drink. Put it on your hand to cool down your hand. What are you doing? So that's why he suggests it's a bit different. Fine. Okay. Ad kana bosai. This is the cool. So before we embark on the new topic of tochein, I just wanted to chazer briefly one more time, not everyone's here for that, the fundamentals of Schita. The beginning of Siman Shin Chof. Just, I don't want to do Sif Aleph. Just the very beginning. So we all know, just to chazer briefly, that Zaysim Anovim is the Raisa, Tutim Rimonim is the Rabbanon, and Shara Peres Amutim. That's what he passed in Lahalom. The Gemara has all this long discussion on that of Kuf Mem Dalet on the base, about what's the halacha if something is normally consumed in one place, what's the halachic status in another place? Let's see. Tutim of Rimona, Rav Osai, we know our Osa, stop. But where do they use Rimona? So the Gemara's discussion of Menashe, in one particular family, they. No, let's open the Gemara, because I'm going to save my heart, it's too hard. A very brief Hazar, very brief. The Gemara is not Kuf Mem Dalet and Beis, Menashe and Menachem, they were soaked in the Rimon. So the question is, Halacha Lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch writes Rimon and Aruch are everywhere. Stop. The Ramah, by contrast, writes, V'malkam Shenogu Lislod Eza Peres Nishlos Meimah, Macha Soma Otanu, Dino Ketutin V'Rimonim. What do you mean? Dino Ketutim V'Rimonim means only in Mokom Shenagel. For the rest of the world, it's okay. So what are you? And what about Tutim V'Rimonim? Are they also okay in the rest of the world? I'm asking you. Are they also okay in the rest of the world? Because you know the Gemara says, "Stam Tutim V'Rimonim are also." Those Muslims doesn't limit the Yisra to any one particular locale. So what would you say? So I will say this is an issue which is not completely clear. The Mishnah Brewer clarifies a little bit, but not completely. Mishnah Brewer goes and says, you know, Mishnah Brewer said called Ches. Mashnah Brewer also Mokom Osur Mishar Mokom Shari. Get that impression? Now wait a minute. So what about Tutim V'Rimonim? Are Tutim V'Rimonim also Shari in Shar Mokomos? Doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says that Tutim V'Rimonim seem to be prohibited all over the place. That's the Poshup Shah. So how do you reconcile this issue? So I wanted to show you two different approaches which relate to this. What exactly is it all about? Two different approaches to this issue. Two different ways of thinking about it. One in the Rav Osai is in the Aruch HaShulchan. Just I can show you right away. Aruch HaShulchan is where... Whoa, what happened? What's this? Which is the Aruch HaShulchan? This one or the Farshah?
Aruch HaShulchan,
perfect.
Aruch Chaim. Here we go.
Omno. Im Yesh Eze Mokum Shadak and Lischot Eze Pri Lishnos Mema. The MS also Lischot Kamashot the Rabbeinu Rabba Besif Aleph. They quote the Rabba Rabbeinu. Okay. Mashem Lishonah. The Rakba also Mokum also. But the Beis Yosef said, in no the Lona Shum Mokum Soch the Peri Achas, also the Soch the Kedash the Berimonim, Shasru and the Soch the Mashim the Beim and Ashru Arabim. Kolomar, the Gemara says that the Chetut the Rimon Asur Beschidah Bnei Shoyim Mekomos of Sham Skotum Chenos of Bechol Mekomos Ein Sham. What's going on? Mechavah are fighting. Nirali the Shnei and Emes Abi Divrei Rabbi saying the Balei Atosis Vamatziyah Dapsani Beis. The Minik Choshuv Gorer Mokom Echad Es Kol Olam Lo Kem the Minik Shein Choshuv Behindu Shasu Tut the Rimon throughout the world. Mishum Shiyesh Shesoch the Nosan. Moshe and Kol Olam Softa Nosan. Why? Mipnei She'en Lem Habib Viperes Elu. But if they would have had it, right? They would have had it. They would have done it. That's also B'Kol Olam. Habak She'B'Kol Amakomas Yesh Habib Viperesu. Vim Kozeh Ein Softon Eino Minik Choshev Ve'Eino Os Elvim Komo. So there are more talking about Perish and Mitzuyim B'Kol Mokom, such as Tapuchim, etc. There Eino Yisur Elvim Mokom Shnagul Softon. Why? Because in other places, even though they have apples, they don't squeeze the apples. Rabbein Abbas Yosef Mairi Ke'en Tutin V'Rimonim The Ba'osam Mokam Eshabit L'Fichach Sochtin Osam V'ilu Hoya B'chol HaMakom Os Harbein Hugamkin Sochtin Osam Ken Asurim B'chol Mokom Ke'en Nir Eliz Daiti Borur. Beautiful pshat. Then he has to follow. Hamavan Avraham, which we saw, Sikot Nalef, Herach was there. Vinote lekan ulekan. As we said, let's see the Mogan Avraham one more time. I don't want to show it to you, just the end of the Chazara. One more time, this Mogan Avraham. I'm so happy you used that word, note lekan ulekan, because we were also confused. He started off with Moshe Emes with Tarosa Emes, if you recall. And then he argued with the Ramah. So what's this mean? No to the count of the count. Isn't that an amazing expression? Okay. He gets the kasha. It's Yosef says in the Lord of Shabbat himself to Priyapa. It's us everywhere. Right? Why did Ramah say that only in that one place? That's the kasha. What was the Aruch HaShulchan Tzeretz? Well, it depends on Tosha Sadi Beis. If it's something they would have done, they had it elsewhere, it would be also B'Kol Olam. If not, it's only us in that place. Fine, it's Tzeretz. Nearly the man, Moshe Emes. We should break out into a dance. Moshe Emes, Visoroso Emes. And the Beis Tzeretz is Tavua. Why? Because the whole idea of being also throughout the world is according to Abeleza. We passed in Yerodea. Like the Rabbanon, Kaim and Kotzim only there, not elsewhere. Shabbos Sadi Beis, Hutzal, that whole same sug again. But the Daito, and they still call on them. So Shver. Shver, very Shver. No, so why is it also to do Rimonim? It's a big kasha. Why Rimonim also? They don't understand why. Oh. Must be as follows. Here's the answer. Look what he says. What's the Rambam? Oh. Watch this. The Riff quotes this. And here's the key. He quotes Akshavinu. Oh, Akshavinu. Teda. Why bother saying the Shalom Beis Menashe? Just the Ach Sherinu. The answer is that here the Rambam, his genius, was mechavan to the Ramban, the Rashba, which he didn't have. Mash mechavan to Mishmishon B'Aloch, he's mechavan to the Zidolim. It's a combination, Rabbi Osai. He needs some Pnei Ochav Ksop. Mix it Pnei Ochav Ksop. That's necessary. In combination with Ach Sherinu. Oh, that's what he says. Now the question becomes, so what's the deal? So what's the deal, Rabbi Osai? What's the deal? So what's the Psak Alacha at the bottom line? What is it? It's not completely clear. Quote the Aruch HaShulchan, we know. What did Aruch HaShulchan say? Aruch HaShulchan said, it all depends whether they would have done another place if they had the same circumstances. If yes, it's also B'chol Olam Kulo, and if not, it's only also in that place. That's what Aruch HaShulchan said it to Kulo. Said it to Kulo. But what about, according to the Mogen Avraham, what is the actual bottom line? So now he's going to try to defend, watch this, with this, look what's happening over here. Okay. Then he throws in, Rabosai. Yeah. The Davka Binan Shim Hoyalakola Olam Paris Arbe Kielu Hoyusokhtamosam. Otherwise, even Bechad Makom would say Bot Ladaito. So what's he saying? A Chiddush over here. If it's not really called, but the Aruch HaShulchan called Chashuv in a Chashuv, he'd say Bot Ladaito even in that place. And if it is Chashuv, it's Asu B'chol Olam. So what am I saying? Chalila B'chaz, Moshe Sheker V'Sarasa Sheker. He started off Moshe Emes V'Sarasa Emes. It's also only in that place. And now he seems to be saying, no, it's double or nothing. It's also everywhere, or it's also nowhere. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. He's no to Lekan or Lekan. So male of pairs, would they do it and all the rest of they would have done it? So it's also where? Everywhere. Everywhere. Right? Everywhere. Because in Ashkenaz, one place, you know, we're living in Poland. And he says, if you're going to take it from one place to another, it's always also. So here's another reason to ask for it over here. Atka. So what the Ramah? I mean, the Ramah is incorrect. That's what it sounds like. No to Lekan or Lekan. So it would appear. So it would appear. So it would appear. But what did Rambam think? Let's go a little bit on links. What about the Rambam think? Rambam also knew how to learn. Whoa, because the whole Gemara. Whoa. Moshe Emes, yeah, that's it starts off Moshe Emes, but it doesn't end up that way. It's so it would be. What was it, Beis Yosef? And what's Rambam going to say at the end of the day? What's alone? Afal gav dinim haramo, deno osu kiyim b'mokom shen sochtim. You see? He wants to say all the Ramo. Ramo's right. Being an additional tonight. What's that? That they would have used it elsewhere if they would have had it elsewhere. The Zula sold, not for that. I feel it, but also mokom what the Torah said. Oh no! It's not double or nothing, it's single or nothing. Nothing is, if they wouldn't have used it, then it's bottled out even in that place. And if they would use it elsewhere, if they had it in those other places, then it's also even in those places. That's shot in the Holy Ramah. And you get the impression that maybe it's what the Mogen Avraham means. Maybe it's what the Mogen Avraham means. Well, that's what the Ramah seemed to say. I don't know if the Mogen Avraham meant that way or didn't mean that way. So it's not completely clear. Not completely clear. Not exactly sure. So again, quote the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramah agrees that Rimonim are also throughout the world because of the Svarah that we said. That if it's a minute Chashim, so it's double or nothing. That's what Aruch HaShulchan said. I have trouble believing that. He never really said that. But according to the Machsna Shekels chat, no, only also in that place. The alternative is also nowhere. I'm more noted that that's chat really in the Rambam. I don't want to spend any more time. I think we're going to stop at the halfway point. That's right now. Let us stop in the middle. Just had a little bit of a chazara, Rabbi Osai. And let us turn our attention to a new malacha, a brand new beginning, the malacha, Rabbi Osai, of Tokhe. Hold the malacha, though. And you saw from the Ma'amar Kavos, the whole Gemara of Tochet is really two lines. A couple of other sugyas, but two lines. Ayin, Dalit, Amud, Beis, two lines. That's where it starts. Omer Papa, Haimad, the Purim, Silka, Chaya, Mishim, Tochet. What does that mean? What do the words mean? The Purim, Silka, Tochet, Rashi, B'men, Garcina, B'lo, B'sana. Okay? So what, great, so it's Purim. What does Purim mean? It says, B'chadcho hodek. You chop it up, you slice it very small pieces. Okay? That's really the whole Gemara. Right? One more line. Haimad is solis silti chai v'shem tochen. What is solis silti, Zak Rashi? Eitz and dak of the haveresh. You're trying to make from a piece of wood into a tiny little wood in order to have the fire work better. I'm not sure how tight was it. Sawdust? Well, how small are these particles? It's not clear. It's a remarkable Tosfos, a one-liner. Davka b'silka shayachtina. Avol shar ochen shar. What's this? What's unique about it? What is silka, by the way? What is silka?
Beets.
What's so special about beets? What makes beets different than any other fruit or vegetable? What's going on over here? This Gemara is a major enigma. We're not exactly sure what is happening over here. To make matters more complex, let's continue to see a Tosis, who's going to order the Makaras, a Rach, Rabbeinu Chanan. What did Rabbeinu Chanan say over here? Omer HaPapa is the last narrow line of my edition. Beautiful new Gemara, I'm not sure where it is elsewhere. Pirish, gain Ksisha. What does Ksisha mean? What does Ksisha? Translate Ksisha. Smashing, crushing. Below Kien Chituch. What does Chituch mean? Cutting. Chaya Mishim Tochein. For crushing, yes, for cutting, not. And what is Sola Silti, Dr. Haley Garach? Pirish Ate the Colin. You're talking about certain kinds of wood, Rabosai. Of wood, shomadim shivishivik can gimin ukshavafarik anim and alal yotzin ben benis kamim kemach dak. If you chayav shdon sawdust, like flour, you make the wood of the flour. We call that sawdust. Yes, sir. This is the Rach. So if you just read the Rach kipshuto, the Rach is saying the only time you're going to be chayav is if you make something into a flour like. Substance. That makes a lot of sense. What does Kenach do? And what does Tchina do? It takes wheat and makes it into flour. So the equivalent over here, make the wood into sawdust. Or fruit into a very, you know, very smashed to smithereens. Ad kan dibri harach. Is that what Tosfos meant? Tosfos seems to have focused not on the action, but on the, forgive me, not on the pu'ula, but on the cheftza. The cheftza, right? Dafka v'silka. As opposed to Sharoch, Tumat Cheftz. The Rach's talking about the Pa'ula, right? The action that you're doing. You catch the nuance? Let's take a look at the other Rishon. Turn to the Rosh Simon Hay. What's his focus? What did Rosh say in Simon Hay? Quotes the Rabbeinu Chanan, he likes it. Pirish Hagunu, do mid the soul is silty. Okay, so you crush a fruit like crushing wood. Masha Pirish Rashi, the Purim Silka Shemachatin, Chirovas Daktak, Pirish Tamuahu, Dabashu Ochel, Umachatin also Daktak, and Shaykh Beit Chino. Why? Let's explain why. It's not called Chino. Korban Asano says, Kiatorolon Nos Noshir Lechel Chatichas Katanis. The Torah didn't say you can eat your fruits only one way, not the other way. That's a very strange statement. What do you mean the Torah? The Torah is an Isser of Tochen. But that's what it says over here in the rush. Fine. In the rush. Now, we would like to understand why Shara Ochlam are different than silk. It's a difference. What is the difference? What's unique about silk? I asked to see a source which is very enlightening. I'm sorry, I don't hear you. Can't, have to cook it. Get there. Very good, excellent. Very good. Well, that's, I guess since you said that, let's go right to the Rambam. I was going to go to the Rambam later, but since you jumped the gun on the Rambam, let's go to the Rambam. Wash Lashon of the Rambam. Hamachatech as a yerek dak dak kidei levashlo. How is it told us talking about? Oh, kidei levashlo. And that's what it means. Silka is beads. You can't have raw beads. On the vegetables, you have raw. Pshhh. Interesting shot. Perhaps. But what's... Let me go somewhere else and show you some other... Let's see. I'm looking here for... we'll call them, I guess... What do we call this? Sifrei Halacha. I'm sure they counted and we've shown it. We'll see soon. On the borderline. It's not here. See, it's counted and Achronim. Count of Gemara. No. Maybe Sifrei Halacha Minig. No, I'm looking for the Chuvah Sadesh.
Oh, it's not Sifrei Shud.
Oh, I forgot it's a Shud. Oh, that's a shoot. Thank you. Shoot. Thank you. You know it's a bluff.
Yes. You made his own question.
He made his own questions up.
Those are the best questions.
Yeah, the best. But it's the easiest way to answer. If you don't know the answer, don't write the question. That's the first half of the statement. The second half, it's called Pesach HaMotzav, it's for real. The first is his bluff. I showed the lush of the Shumar Sadeshin over here. Yeah.
Before we say with the Rabbi Hanan that it's dealing with the chavetz more, or that it's dealing with the action.
Ooh, the action.
With the chavetz, the Rabbi Hanan.
No. Tos is talking about the chavetz.
Oh, sorry, you're wondering, you're questioning itself. Right. Yeah. The thing about Rabbi Hanan is that when he talks about the second case of solid sealed day, they're not actually making the kamach. The kamach comes out of separating the branch things, whatever they are. There's never any kedisha. The first case is kain kedisha, but the solid seal phase doesn't involve any crushing. It's weird. I don't understand why it's clean at all. The second case, according to that, maybe
probably they're crushing something. But I don't know what to do with the beats.
He says mefarik. I mean, you're mefarik something and kamach coming out.
I don't know enough about beats. Watch this. Rabosa, look what it says over here. Mishen yochel lilos biyochel b'shina. He has teeth problems, and he has bosa, which is not soft. May he cut it, doc, for a second, or no? Who has the question? Chumah Zadesh. Who got the answer? Chumah Zadesh. Shari, is no Yisir of Tochein. Yeah. Why? Look what he says. The guy may, Ochlin, lo shayach tchina. Rabbo say a new word. Ochlin. When it comes to foods, there's no Tochein. If it's normally you utilize through grinding, yeah, you can call a kernel of wheat also food. Yeah, but you and I both know the way to use kernels of wheat is to make them into flour. Yes. That's why it's also on both sides. Shar ochlen not. That's known as tranitosis. Shar ochlen lo. Chefza. Nerush what's nerach. Right? Tamu! Dabashu Ochel Mefarer also dak, Shiashayak Botchina. He understood the rush to be the same as Tosis. We understood the rush to be different than Tosis. Tosis is talking about the Chefza, and the rush is talking about the Pula. He puts them somewhat together. And the Rambam, ain't Chidah Beperis. Ain't Chidah Beperis. Where is the Chidah? So some change the Girsa, Magna Mishnah. Aim chine el of the pairs. El of the pairs. Ah. Most of the Ksav Yaz look at the Franklin. Aim chine be pairs. So what's the word over here? What's he saying? Achidish nifla menoira. Koshkin sharochlin. What's it all about? He's saying that there's no Easter of Tchina. Why not? He's explaining later on. What's he saying over here? Watch this. It tells you what. Hadi Tira Tursus, Litron Ochlin, Hayim Mishum, here's the magic words. The Eino Tzarech Trina. The boy Ochole Kemoshu Shalem for your loso with Ben Shinov would be fine. What's he saying? A Kiddush Niflev and Arif. Why is an Oisav Trina? You can do without it. If you do without it, it's not a violation, Rabosai. That's a very major Kiddush. A major Kiddush. So I saw something interesting. You want to try getting one sefer? Afraid to try?
Which
sefer? Megillah sefer.
Oh, Megillah
sefer?
Yeah.
Any chance?
I don't know. Maybe now.
Maybe now? Okay.
We'll see.
I have the original. I have to have it in front of me. Times are hard. Yes?
You said there's alternative Gerson, Rambam, Ain, Tfina,
Elabov. Elabov, yes.
So how does that make sense if
Mishkan,
the
Mishkan was in Samamonim, was on the dye that they used.
Not
really so much of a food.
Yeah.
So you think it should be Ein Tchina Elabov?
Or, I mean,
the Kesem Mishkan says both of them are
bad. Ein Tchina Ba'Oklin.
It just seems like a strange distinction.
Yeah, you're right. We'll have to see what it is. So I like to explain the Rambam's in the Shemot Hadesh. Ochel means what's edible. If it's edible, you don't really need it. If you don't really need it, it's no big problem. You don't really need it. Oh. So the Megillah Sefer talks about this question. Well, see what happens. It looks promising. Tchina, that turns to Rosh and Tchina Miochlin. Shumas Adeshen, right? Ain't Shrikim Tchina, we just saw it. Imerotzel, Yerochlin, Kamal Shem Shlem, and Lost Ben Shinov. According to this, but here's the key thing. Watch what's happening over here. Well, it's Firosel, as Beresh, Shumas Adeshen, Hoya Nire, Nire, the Lav Dav Kama Ochlin, Elegam, and the Solis, Silti, Shechai, Vishimatochain, He's saying that the svara is if you don't need it, it's not a malacha. We base it on the Gemara of Kuftes. You don't really need it. You don't really need it, but if you did it, it's not considered a big ticket. You're not chayav on Shabbos. Okay, so why is it limited to food? Let it apply to wood as well. In fact, the Rakasha, Tzarechian, the Rosh writes in Perek Dal and the Beitza on that in Siman Dal. And the Ran again in Masech the Beitza. Keep this in mind. Watch this. B'Shem Tosis. Kasu. The Mashitiru Levakea Eitzim. B'Yom Tif. Hainu Davka B'Korosh Gedola She'yev She'levasha B'Loa B'Kua. Havel Eitzim Shal Hasoka Ben Gedolim Tas. Lo yevake and came and shiyochol levashe v'lefos blo abikua malacha shetzuriyoi yesh v'yisa doraiso silt solid silt yichai mishum tochein. Wait a minute, it's the opposite of the Chumash Hadesh. The chav fitzresh v'zresh v'ofen zesh yoset ad heter came and shiroi gam v'lo abikua v'tzarechiyin. No teretz. The fact that you can live without it, that makes it more osir or mutter. The Chumash Hadesh that makes it more mutter. And here we see in the Rosh makes it more answer. So what a bombshell cash. What a cash. Lefiani is tied to one of the following terms. No. I'm gonna disagree with this line. Watch this line. These less than three lines. Ulfez Bearishum is Adeshin, near the Lavdaka of Oakland. Wrong. I want to say that this is only by Ochlin. Why? Only by Ochlin. It's unique svara mayochan. It's hinted to you in the Korban Asano. But the Korban Asano says, what's so special about Ochlin? What? We can't live without food? What does it mean? He quotes the Ovzyud. Ki atora lo nosna shir lechol chatichas ktats. You eat as small as you want. As small as you want. So by definition, you're going to do something which otherwise might be considered to be tchina. My lumdus, Rabosai, why it should be mutter when it comes to food is as follows. And I found this in the Sefer, sorry, everything right now, one day, Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos understood a particular Mogen Avraham that way. The Mogen Avraham is found in Simen Shin Chof. Shin Chof. Let's see what it says exactly there. Sivkot and Zion. Well, let's head here so we can see on ourselves. Where are we? Oh, just carefully. Is you lost the Mogen Avraham?
No, it's on the tab.
How you feel?
Just go down.
Where?
See where it says Shulman Zashim? So probably across four. Mogen Avraham.
I see it. Mogen Avraham. So Shin Chav Sivkot Zayin. What does it say over there? In Shin Chav Sivkot Zayin, the Mogen Avraham is commenting, Rabosai, on the Mechaber Sifhei. You have it in front of you. Look at the Mechaber Sifhei. We heard once before by Borer. Yesh Misha Omer Shuadin the Boser Shemutu L'Sokh L'Toch Ochel Rabbi Natam Osem Boser Hol Ben Aror L'Echol. Oh. So he writes over here, why is Bora left me out there? The Havidarech Achila. The Chenatam and Mechatech Lecho Lealta, the Ramah. Why? It's called Derech Achila. Where did Ramah get it from? Hey, let's turn to the Ran. The Ran that's on the Maram HaKomis talks about this specifically. The Ran can be found on page Lamed Beis Omen Aleph or page Tzadi. Here we go. The Ran says, Kosa Baraja B'tshuva. It's the second, last two lines on column one of page Sadi in our print. Dafka b'machatcha k'elech l'namochor olabo b'yom v'yachashoh olavochi shari. Just when it comes to borrow the altar as mutter, here it's also mutter. So writes the Rashba says the Pshat in Mogen Avraham. Why? Lo mikri derech, he says brera, put in the word tchina. Tavi derech achilo. To do it the altar, it's called, it's labeled halacha as what we call what? Derech achilo. Derech achilo. What does that mean? So my pshat was as follows. Tchila zachim. Why? Gentlemen, whenever we eat, we do tchina. We use our teeth. Hashem blessed with teeth. The person with no teeth, chalila, has to have pureed food. Right? We use our teeth. Hashem gave us teeth. The ability is to chew. So once we're doing tchina anyway in our teeth, so the tchina just before us, it's a prep. It's one big tchina. One big tchina. Rabosai, if that's the case, these heterim, the heter of the altar, which is that proffered by the Rashba, that's his heter. And so too, Rabosai, the heter of Ein Tchina Ba'Ochlin, We're suggesting now it's limited to foods. Because you're going to chew it at the end of your teeth anyway. So if you're going to chew it either for immediate use, or you're going to chew ochel, which you could have eaten without chewing it, then we say it's okay. Don't bring me any kashas from turning wood into sawdust. It's nothing to do. To that line, we give a sefer I wanted to argue with. Again, he said over here, what's the difference between, what was the lashon using again? Lufias Beiro, Chumas Adesha Nira, Lav Davka Ba'ochlin, Alagam Manda Salah Silti, Shechayim Eshim Tochen, Adavka Liyav Shalat Lest Hasik Bulo Kibiko. Wrong! It's a special hat unique to Achila Rabosai. That's what I wanted to suggest. That's what I thought. Now Rabosai, look at Chazanish, has a cash against Tosa in the Rosh. Enough for the Rishalmi Rabosai, we saw this a few times. Shochek shum b'meducha chai b'shem tochein. Af al gav, sheshum nechal gam chai b'lo shchicha. Garlic. You can use it without cooking it. Af al pikein, it's a problem. So what Tosfos is saying, that if it's edible, there's no problem of tchina. It's against the Mefurashi Rishalmi. There's a chi of tchina when it comes to shum, to a garlic. What a great kash. Good kash. Chazish answers. Tos in the Rosh agree by ksisha, she'osim. Crushing it, agree. B'chol divrayim lahatir nemurak al chituch dak. Only if you dice them, it's okay. If you crush them, not. Amozet dochak, as he said himself, shem'inya nehetna shel tchina b'yochlem ein svaro lechalek ben chituch l'ksisha. So he claims. Kash. So Rabosai, this distinction, Rabosai, really exists. The existence between what and what? Between Chituch and Ksisha. He doesn't like it much. It goes back to the Egle Tal. Egle Tal already said it. And of course the question becomes, why should it be so? If you're violating Tochein either with Ksisha or with Chituch, why over here is there a distinction, a difference between one and the other? That requires explanation. Why? So, I wanted to read you for another save, but what, do we take any chances?
Right. No, I think we're on.
So on again?
I think so, yeah.
Awesome, maybe you're going to get me on. The Sivchai. Sivchai. The nice save. Some of these. I want to correct a typo in the Gumar Makomas. It's perfect with one exception that I can see. And the line number 4. Posefta, instead of Perik Aleph, it's Perik Tezvo. When it comes to the minutes, I wanted to correct it before we got there. Okay? Okay? Let's see what we're holding here. Tochen. Watch this. Quote Tosis. One doesn't understand what's. Why should it be butter? Because the Chumas Hadesha. Silka requires Trina. Without Trina, it's not Roy. Therefore, chituch tak tak is a tikkun. But shar ochlin, which can be eaten even without chituch, says no, it's not a tikkun. That's a Tosfos Rish Mis. That the Tosfos harosh, not Tosfos, not the rosh. Tosfos harosh. Shat silka shana shadaka betchina. Tosfos shar ochlin. Question: where did Tosfos get it from? Look what he says about that. Tosfos against an offer to Tosefta. Let's open to the Tosefta and the Perek Tezva. Take a look. Tosfos claims there's no Easter of token. But Oakland, what's Oakland mean? Fruits, right? Fruits that you can eat. It's against the Beforish of Tosefta. What does it say in Tosefta? End of Perek Tezva. Mamish Devi. It'll be here in end of Yud Gimel. A meraskin dvela ugrogus v'charuvin the face kena b'shaps. This what is grogus? What's dvela? What do these things mean? Figs, dates, dried out. Is a common fruit. Everyone eats them, but ain't chinam b'peris. Ain't chinam b'yochlin. What a great kash! A great kash. Tosef. Why? The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, the Av Malacha, the Tochen, to take salad, usually starts off with food, and make it into flour. It's only a total. Therefore, the case is follows. Moses learns. Ikar atikin b'malachas tochei his look it's bolded. Have a shinui chayfetz ayadei tchina lekemach. That's the avmalach of tochei. You take grains and then you pulverize them and they become grind them into flour. Who can tikin zebina nami yishiyah b'toloda? Lefiz eshapir kosu atoysis. The chituch have told the rak shemachshiru lachila. The imroi kvar b'lavochi lachila ain't that told us tochein. The chituch dak ain't no shine achefetz klal. Shadayin ain't no nepach mikush lekemach. Rak she ain't no roi lachila b'lo chituch v'chituch metachol lachila k'shenasai de ochel. Have told us tochein sheshina mahuso. Ay de chituch dumedav alocha. Tav shechituch dak eno shinim ahuz hachemes adayin eno nefach mikush lekemach. Mikol makom. Hecho sheino roi b'lo chituch hamei nechshav hachituch dak l'shinu im ahuzo day 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 nasa ochav avi told us tochein rabosai. So tochein requires a tikkun, which requires a shinu. What kind of shinu can there be? Either you make something which is a solid into a flour, that's the av malacha, change the cheft, son of Husa Chavitz. Oh no! Another way. She yachtoch, dak, dak. Va'ayide ze yachshiru, yachshiro, lo ochel. The caveman shekona hoi roa lo achshav napsa ochel, choshim nami shino ima Husa Chavitz, have you told us trino? I mean, understand Tosfos. Kol sheroi v'lo chiduch dak, eka told us tochein. Lo neva migush lekemach, adayin shmo olav. Became a shiroya b'lavochi and kind of shina chayvitz. Olam shin below shina chayvitz ain't the melechus tochein. Rabosai, what about the Tosefta? Let me start with the kashrut Tosefta. Look what it says. He claims the shalmayri shemetchina gemura she'ose kemach. As the Mogen Avraham writes, shin chof aleph os yudalid, Rabosai. Shin chof aleph os yudalid. Let's see if I can do that right now. Am I going wrong? Let's see here. Shinchof. Is there a next or something like that? Links to that? Nice. Next?
Yeah, seven class.
Should work. Am I going wrong? Here we go. Rabosai, the Mogen Avraham, talks about this very point. Rabosai, let's take a look and see what he says. Os Yudalit. Also Lachtoch. What's that? Open to your Mishnah Brewers. Everyone has a Mishnah Brewer. Open up. Shin Chav Aleph, Rabosai. That's the Sugya of Token, the Shin Chav Aleph. Siv Tes. Also lacht of Dak Dak. Bosachai Lifnei Ha'ofos. And the Sif Yubeis. Also lacht of Groglis V'charuvim Lifnei Ha'ofos. It's all very, very important stuff. Says the Mogen Avraham. Take a look. Says the Mogen Avraham over here in Shin Chav Aleph, Siv Katan Ches. What was it? Excuse me, Siv Katan Yudalev. I'm sorry. Siv Katan Yudalev. Also Lachtoch. Mashakozat Kamato Sefta Zeino. The Katani Betel Sefta Ein Miraskin Drogros. What's Miraskin mean? Crush, smash, pulverize. Not just a cut. Ava Miraskin who be Yachel Sakin, the handle of the knife. Yamina the Miraskin Hayu Chote, if Kosher, Hechefshel Nachtov be Yachel Sakin, you can't cut it with the handle of a knife, it's ridiculous. Chay Nirali, the Miraskin Hayu Koseish Bekorah, take a beam, you smash something down. Okay, that's what it says. So therefore, the Rabosai, according to Tosefta, as a source for this din, is not right. Because the Rabosai used the word lachtoch, didn't use lirasik. You know what? Luckily, says the Mogen Avraham, luckily, mikolagom nira leish, I didn't emes. The Rabosai's right anyway. The osu lachtoch, Grogos came shoot Giduli Karka. And it says in Sif Tes, the Themisha Yochel Alasu Kach Shari. A Psharan and the Mogen Avraham. If you can chew it, then it is in fact Mutter Lachtoch Grogos. You know what's going on? It's Mutter Lachtoch Grogos. Oh. This is the Mogen Avraham. Comes along, the same in the Sif Chaim. Quote is Mogen Avraham. This is false. The case of the Tosefta was you make it into Kemach. And then Mogen Avraham says that's Tchina Gemura. Even though it could have been eaten otherwise. Kevin Shemeshane, where am I now? Kevin Shemeshane, Hachemetz Bat Smuso, Shenepach Migush Lekemach. The pu'ula is the same as tochen. Hashein came bechituk dak shein shini achefetz. V'lochein rak heicha shein eroi v'lo chituk shayach chad v'shin tolda. The nech shav chituk zeh l'shini ma'us achefetz. Shayin leh chituk dak nepach l'ochel ha'min ha'mishinu. V'shizeh nisyan shev hei nisyan shav tosis. De bi'ochlin leka tochen shekforoi v'lav ochi. Only chituch is mutter, not risuk or ksisho. Very beautiful pshat. Very beautiful pshat. That's what he says. That's what he says. But now we come, Rabosai, to a problem. A problem. The problem goes. Tumas Adesh. We read the first part. We didn't read the whole thing. We read only the first part. Okay, so it's a machlek, as he says. Is it Tchina Ba'ochlim or not? Rabbi writes, Ein Tchina Ba'peris, Kol Shken Shar Ochlim. Others disagree. The Ra'om, that's the Hagom is Hagos Maimi. Can we get that in Rambam? We have the Rambam somewhere? We're good to see Rambam. Watch this. Links. Links go by the whole parak or halacha by halacha? Huh? Tell me.
No, it's by Parak.
By Parak?
Yeah.
First one, a ghost line. Watch. Here we go. Amrav Papa. Tochen Kodah Toises. Tavka Vesilka Shadchina. Sharach L'Nishar. Rabbi Yosef Kodah Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Lechem Mut L'Far Me'achah Shekvar Nitcha. Okay, fine. Just call that Ein Tochen Achah Tochen. We'll get that later. V'Ra'am. Lezim Yimitz Kosav. The Oso L'Far Er Peiros L'Pirurin Dakin Adkan. He asks us by Peiros. Is it against the other Rishon who say it's voted by parents? Let's take a look again where we started. We quoted over here. Ra'am, Mordechai, yeah. Mashma, if love by time I talk about talking, have a shaft, chine belechem, afaka dochalu. And I was wrong, say chine be parents. Nikoma, call, look at this unbelievable chidish. Nere, Nikola Nema. The bebosim of vushel of sleep between the dan kulam order the shari. Why? How is bosim different than peiros? Odam eliyitzim peiros v'lechem. The inu kuli gedulim in haaretz. Yesh b'mina tchina. Remember the tchina in the Mishnah was fruit was grew as grain wheat. Tfuah v'kidnis. Ika tchina shayechu. Av a bosar. Then you do the minority shloma, the beochel, kazel, chuli alma, lo shayach, butchina. He doesn't think there was tchina by other payers. Would not apply to meats. Not going to do the karka. What is precedent for this? Now, man. Hey, mama, do the karka. Okay? So that's it. You need to do the karka. So he says like this. I, Rabbi, argues, this is the reason you do the karka. The Indian catch the words over here. These lines are critical lines. The Tchinas Ochlin. Dibalav Hochi Lo Shayach Butchina Kule Hai. You know what he said over here? This Hale came in? That even those who hold Yesh Tchina Ochlin, it's not Kule Hai. I wouldn't have said that. I would say it's all or nothing. If you hold Ein Tchina Ochlin, it's Mutter. Otherwise, you're Chayef. No. Not Tchina Kule Hai, whatever that means. Come to discuss it. Sounds like maybe it's a rabbanon. Kulei hai. Watch this. Mode. Kesh l'chavish of gedulei karka. Since what? Not such a serious matter. Not chine kulei hai. We could be mode if it's not grown from the ground. The cave and the kosmatos. The bed of no shafino. The rosh. Havi tabuach shafino beochlin. He does not distinguish as we did. You know, chesor in the chepsa and the chesor in the pulum. But you just put them all together. And lister the ram and divishar gold. We try to make shalom olam. LMK? Matinish chodech lo lem behedu. Habakol ma'kama de nucha lechalek lomad de boha milsel modu. Elu le elu. I mean, look at this. Ma'am be shalom olam. Tos agrees to them. They agree to them. It's unbelievable. Unreal. Omno. A nira lahatim a time alachtach basur chai dak dak letzorach ofos lachil. It's not for birds. It's for the birds. Not for the birds. Why? The whole of it a basur kach war lachil for the birds. And the locus also lavuche. He can lemema. Ho di hitiru taisus litron ochlin. Hai nu mishum de ein tzorach tina. I showed that line before. Di boy achol le kemoshe usholim. Hilosu ben shinuf. And I told you before it's pshat. So the teeth is the continuation of the tchina process. So it's all part of the tchina. Abel iha ilav I time alone. I be im tomar im ken misha and yochel lulos hafil of bosom of ushul of tzoli yehosur holes. Tazina bosom ruba di alma. The chazi of the lulos. Chel shayim ilus tchina. Abel misha and yochel lulos. Excuse me. Lo shayim ilus tchina hafil misha yochel and yochel lulos. Have a bus of chai, blow chaz in the shumadam, even though clovim, it's garnished, ain't lahatir. What is he saying? A bus of as long as most people can eat it, it's fine, even these people can eat it. The obvious kasha, which is, It's against the Tosefta. The Tosefta says you should not put velas lifnei azkenim. Why zkenim? We ever see old people sometimes they have false teeth, or less. Because zkenim, they can't chew it themselves. You see, klar, the Tosefta makes a distinction between those who have teeth and those who don't. But he's saying over here, no. As long as most people can have the meat, even if I can't have it, it's still going to be mutter. So, because the Truma Sedeshin is against the Tosefta Mefurish. What a great kasha. Take a look. What a great kasha. Watch. Kushi Chamura. Truma Sedeshin says the Vaposhet. That is called the Tosis. Rove B'nei Adam. It's Roy. There's no reason to cut it, even for someone who's a Zokin. Tema! Tosef is Beferish. B'fnei Azkenim is also Shah B'nei Adam. The Chazanish is his Gash. B'nei the Taras. Look at his Taras. The Tosef the Mairi B'risuk L'kemach. V'havi Av Melocha. Ubo Zeh. Watch this. Kol shetikein afil adam echad b'mad av malacha shina hachemetz v'gush l'kem. A physical change from a solid block to a powder that's osim b'daraisa. If it's good for one person, doesn't matter if other people can chayav daras. Mash enke b'chituch shu tolda ika chiyuvu l'toysus mishum da'idei zeh nasa ochel v'choshiv nami ketochen shina hachemetz v'machal. And the achidut, k'mo shekasav noliel, poshut. The hechad is a kvar roi, the rov, and the odom. Kodem chiduch. Harei shem ochel alav kodem lachein. V'lo tikin klum is kenem bechiduch. Aye, now it's roi is kenem. But before there was also ochel, hashta ochel. No difference. No shini beguf hachemetz, begush lekemach, kanal. What's he saying? So this is what the Siv Chaim is teaching us over here. This is so that the ultimate definition of chinah is a shinui from a solid to a powder. And if it's already, if it's not going to be such a big change, then it can also be a violation in such a circumstance, Rabbi Osai, if you can't eat it otherwise. Maybe follow the majority of things of this nature. But if it's a major change in the circumstances, because changing from solid to powder, even for one person, can't be otherwise, self-particular. But don't follow the majority in that kind of a case. That's what he's suggesting over here. A big fish. Oh. That was interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting that the Rambam had his Kedei Levasha. Right? The Rashba, what's his head that we saw? Lialta. Right? So let's chazer again. There may be five different Eterim. Why, in a typical situation, there's no violation if you dice some fruits and vegetables for the meal. When I was a child, that was a grow-up, they always would dice salad, and they would often dice onions. Yes, onions. And they dice onions, they make it to kind of a liver egg salad with onions in there. That was a kind of European mapa. My mother got it from the old Altaheim. Okay? How do you do that? Let's summarize how many different Eterim there are. I think there are five. Potentially five, maybe not in all cases. One is Tosis. Oakland, whatever you can eat. So you can eat, so you can get a lot of. No tikkun. Before I can eat it, now I can eat it. So what? I didn't change anything. The Rosh said, no. Token is only crushing, polarizing, smashing, not cutting or dicing. The Tosfos HaRosh, this will be our last source. The Tosfos HaRosh has a one-liner. I guess you'll see. Let's just turn here for a second. Then we'll summarize the other two Heterim, and then we'll stop. The Tosfos Rosh is one line. Do you have in the back of your Gemaras? The new one sounds
on the page, the Musafei Tosfos.
Oh, if you have a Musafei Tosfos, if you have the old Gemaras, you have this Gemara, it's called Tosfos Rosh in the back. Almost everybody should have it one way or the other. If not, you just hear about pets. One line. I read it to you. Davka Vesilka Shayach Trina. Okay, why? Three words. Shekein Darka Bekach. Sharok Mashar. Well, that means Darka Bekach, that's how it's normally done. Apparently, it was normally done by dicing it. Otherwise not. Head to number three. Number four is the Rambam. Only if Vilalej is Kedel Levashel. Number five is the Rashba. Lialter is Mutter. How many of those five apply to the case of the onion that we used to cut to dice many, many years ago? Most of them. Most of them apply. I was told the old Baba Vareba, when he brings down the Tish, he would ask for an onion, and he would dice the onion in front of all the Chassidim, right there. He's like all these new chumras, you know, new chumras. My father did it, my grandfather did it, the Rebbe Chaim, his sons did it, I can do it too. You would dice the onions in front of all the chassidim, put it into the salad. So, if you don't know them to rely upon, we'll discuss about more. We'll see how the Shema tomorrow. Okay. Thank you.